I want to speak to a gentleman who was lucky enough to work with her. Worked with us here in UTV some years ago, Gordon Burns. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank.
Gordon, you must have been very saddened when you heard of the news of Cilla's passing.
Oh, absolutely saddened, shattered, unbelievable. I mean, I happened just by chance to look at my Twitter feed that morning, just as it broke, and up came this story that she had died. And I just, you know, it's one of those things you can't believe when you read it. So you reread it thinking, I've got this wrong. And then you read it again and again. And then you try and take something comforting out of it where it said it's being reported from Spain. And you think, oh, well, maybe it's not true then. But she just can't believe she's gone. I mean, there was no hint of it whatsoever. And then, of course, it all became reality. And now you can see how much a nation loved her. She was just one of those people who connected with everyone.
There was a great chemistry between you and her on the TV.
Well, we got on very well. I mean, I came down once to do just a one-off thing on the show. They were going to have guest presenters every week when one of their new series had begun. So I did the piece with her. I got on quite well with her, then went home, and that was to be it. But 3 days later, I got the call saying, oh, Cilla likes you, got on well with you, says, would you do the series? And, you know, like all freelancers at the time, you need the money. And it was all quite fun. So I said, yeah, I'll do it. So I did the series, and that became 5 series.
And when you were working with her, what was she like? Because, you know, she comes across as warm, as welcoming, as sweet, as generous. But she must have been a leader of people. You can't be that successful and just be mamby-pamby.
No, I mean, Cilla knew what she wanted. She knew how to do it. She worked very hard on the program. Certainly, surprise, surprise, she worked on those scripts through the day in her dressing room with her late husband Bobby. They were just devoted to each other, and they went through everything with a fine tooth comb and with the producer as well. And during rehearsal, she'd come out of rehearsal and say, I didn't like that bit, and that bit didn't work. Let's do it this way. And she always knew the right way to get the information she needed from people. And so she played a very full part in that program. And to be as easy on the air as she is, people think it's just natural. She just falls into a studio and does it. But you've got to do your homework and be really prepared in order to be on top of it. But she was strangely nervous before she went on. And, you know, we used to stand at the side of the studio while she was saying, oh, I don't really feel right tonight. I'm not going to be any good tonight. I don't feel up for this. And you'd all be saying, oh, you'll be great, Cilla. And the minute the warm-up man who was out there talking to the audience would say, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the star of the show, Miss Cilla Black. And then the orchestra would strike up. There was a live orchestra in the studio. And then the spotlight would be trained onto her as she walked out. And she just changed. She just lifted about 10 feet off the floor. She threw her arms out as she went to the audience. She started chatting to them. She became the star that she was. And she had them all laughing in minutes because she had a great wit and sense of humour. And they were all on her side from the start.
Yeah, there was something about Surprise, Surprise, where there were many jolly, upbeat, funny moments. And then there was poignancy in the programme as well. She came across as being genuinely interested in anyone who had a heartbreaking story to tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the programme, so that was obviously all part of it. I mean, how she kept her emotions in check some of the time when it's, you know, one of those moments, you know, where it's, and you haven't seen her for 42 years, have you? No. And you never see her again? No. Well, you will, because she's here now. And all that sort of thing where people started to weep in the audience, and most of us had a tear in our eye. And yet Cilla managed to keep incredibly calm because she knew how she needed to coax the next bit out of people to deal with the emotion. And she just had that knack, because interviewees, like audiences, warmed to her immediately, and they would just tell her what she wanted to hear. But it's a great skill to know exactly when to put the right question to bring it out, and she had that.
Yeah, and you say it is a skill, and there's no doubt about that. And she was able to go from singing to poignancy to comedy to blind date. Anything she turned her hand to, she seemed to be very good at it.
Yes. I mean, obviously, she had our great singing career, and that was my era. I was in my early 20s in the 60s, so, you know, the Beatles, the Stones, the Merseysound, the Cilla Black, everything means a lot to me. And every time I hear their voices and Cilla's voice singing, it takes me back to those times. And she was hugely successful at that. And then she made that move across to television, which isn't easy. And many people have tried it and find it isn't as easy as they thought. And some people have a knack that comes down a television lens and some people don't. It's not something you can develop, I don't think. It's just something that's there, that people like what comes down that lens. And she moved into that quite easily. Fortunate being a Scouser, they like the Northern Irish people have a wonderful sense of humour and a gift of the gab and wit. And she had that in abundance. And that always wins people over. If you can make them smile and make them laugh and you've got that touch, even when she became a big star, she had that, what people call it, the common touch. But it was just a knack of being able to communicate with ordinary members of the public despite suddenly being elevated to this stardom. And she was just really good. And she cared about her audiences. That's the other thing people should know, that when the program was over, I mean, most big stars doing a program like that would pack up, get in the limo and head off somewhere to dinner or home or whatever. And she didn't. All the people who'd been on the program and their families had come to be in the audience to watch were all invited up to a green room at London Weekend Television, as it then was. And she would go off and get changed. And then she would come up to the green room. And the minute she walked in the door, it was like royalty arriving. Every head turned. Everybody started to smile. Oh, there's Cilla, there's Cilla. And she went and talked to every single person, did the round of the room, did the autographs and did the photographs. She just felt it was always important to connect with her audience. That's what made her so popular, made her our Cilla.
Gordon, lovely speaking to you this morning.